The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you have not yet faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. The ancient Israelites and the ancients in general are afraid of the water. They did not have our sophisticated maritime instruments to determine the behavior of the waters, and so they're afraid. Monsters could be lurking underneath the dark depths of ocean. As a matter of fact, if you look at old maps, the ancient maps, if you look to the edge of that ancient maps, they will draw dragons. These are the uncharted territories, and so they're afraid of them. And they would write, you know, with the drawing of the dragons, "Hic sunt dracones," you know, "Here be dragons, fear of the water, fear of the water." And so these disciples of the Lord, you know, they're crossing to the other side in the Lake of Galilee. They had that ancient fear in their heart. And lo and behold, there was a squall, there was a storm that happened. And it was violent. And according to the account of Mark, it was filling the boat with water. And, you know, almost like in a dark comedy, they turned to the Lord, and he was sleeping in a cushion. The Lord was sleeping in a cushion. How should we take that? You know, that image of that icon of the Lord sleeping in a cushion. As a matter of fact, I remember there's a painting of Renoir, I think it was, and Jesus was sleeping in a cushion, sleeping like a baby, very, very peaceful. While the rest of the apostles were trying to commandeer the boat to stabilize it. What is the meaning of that image of the Lord sleeping on a boat? The ancient fathers of the church offered explanation. The image of Jesus sleeping in a boat represents that part of our being, that part of our heart where the Lord dwells, and where the Lord dwells, there is peace. Remember that, especially for all of us who have a devotion to daily Mass, who have this great love for the Lord. Remember that in the heart of all of us, there is the Lord at peace. And so this should remind us in moments of turbulence, in moments of anxiety and stress, to go into that deep portion of our heart where we encounter the Lord in his peace. And his peace is our peace too. So that's the first, that's the first interpretation according to the fathers. The second interpretation of the fathers of the church is that it could very well be that even though we have the Lord in our boat, you see, the boat is also a metaphor for our life, sailing in this ocean of life and taking us to our destination, which is heaven. It could very well be that the Lord who is in our boat, maybe we have let him to sleep. What in our ways, what in our lives do we allow the Lord to sleep, to be inactive in our lives? Maybe we have run away from the sacraments. Maybe we have run away from our prayer, such that the Lord is for us not so much an important part of our lives, but he's there, not necessarily involved with the minutiae of our daily lives. And so when we encounter difficulties, we panic. We panic. The third interpretation of the fathers is something much more mystical. They said the image of the Lord sleeping in the boat of life, if you will, is an image of the death of Christ. It's an image of the death of Christ. What do they mean by that? Well, it is precisely that we are perishing from our sin, that God came to us and really dove deep into the human situation, such that the cause of all of our fear, what is the cause of all of our fear? Death itself. We're afraid of death, and so we do all kinds of things, crazy things, silly things to avoid death. You know, we plunge into pleasures to give meaning to this impending death, or we go into current fashion and modes to stave death away from us. Death is the source of all our fears. And so God came down and incarnate himself to be in our boat so that he can be in that place of our deepest fear, death itself. And so there, according to the Father, there in the image of Jesus on the boat sleeping is his communion with us in our deepest fear. And so I could just imagine, you know, when the apostles turned to the Lord and said, "Do you not care that we are perishing here?" Don't we say the same thing to the Lord? Do you not care, Lord, that we are perishing? The Lord seems to be asleep, seems to be not listening to our prayers. And yet we are to be reminded that it is because we are perishing that he came and he died for us. And that is him right there on the cross, dying, embracing our death, embracing our very fear. And so when the disciple says, "Do you not care we are perishing?" I think when the Lord turned to them, I think the Lord has tears in his eyes. And he said, "Do you not have faith? It is for this reason that I have come. It is for this reason that I will die for you." Let us not forget that. And so Jesus, from sleeping, he rose, the resurrection. He rose. And then, in the power of the resurrection, he commanded, he says, "Be still, be quiet." That's the power of the resurrected Lord, who is in our boat. Remember that. We are living the resurrection life, and that God, that Lord, that Jesus who came from heaven to be one like us, to plunge into the deepest fear of our heart, died and resurrected, and he now commands the storm of our lives to be still, be quiet. In the first reading today, from the reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the author is saying to have faith. Have faith. Have faith that Jesus is in our boat and he is our peace, and he has the power in his resurrected life to command all of the worries of our lives to be quiet, be still.